Hey, Jonas, throw me here.
Hi, Rocky. Galloway.
Galloway, yes.
Okay, so we have clocks from a landline. We shouldn't remove the visit.
But it was a landline?
It's a landline clock. Did you check? It's a landline clock. We don't have to remove visit. Keep the visits in.
Oh, okay. As of today, okay.
Also,
okay.
By the way, even if it isn't a landline, right, that's the client's phone number.
But as I had a word with them, they said, I mean, I literally spell over the phone, this is the number that I have as a landline for the patient, and he, Edward, and the family were affirming, no, there's no other phone here, and that's what made me, like, okay.
Hold on.
It's, until, Galloway, it's a 215-844-5457. I removed the ones that I had on HHA because I couldn't confirm if that was a landline with them, or at least that it belonged to him.
I'm trying to see if I can find that phone number connected to him.
They only affirm he has only one that is a cell phone, so I was like, okay.
Where did we get this number from?
It was an HHA. I removed both of the ones that I had.
No, no, it's fine. I'm just looking at the history. If the insurance sent this number over, it's his number. These are our aides, by the way. We staffed this case. I'm inclined to believe that this is that this is his number. Hold on. Nina put this number in. Hold on. She put it in March of 25. We are confirmed that this is the patient's landline.
Okay. I'll put back the visits then, and also that line on the profile, okay?
Put all the visits back. Notify the caregivers, please, that all the visits that I looked it over and I approved it because all the visits were properly clocked in and out from, albeit they were clocked in and out from without duties. But from now on, if they continue to work, they need to put in duties, but whatever.
Yeah, but they say that they're not coming back. I just had a word with Felicia, at least, the mother, because they're mother and daughter. And they said that they don't want more trouble because it looks like, I mean, as per, you said they know that the ultrasound below says that, I mean, they want to save the trouble because the family, someone of them may be unemployed by now, and as they saw the opportunity of taking the job.
They're open for other cases. They don't want to work in Galloway anymore. That's no problem. Anyone that gets onboarded, they must agree to use the app only with duties. Make sure there's a plan of care in this French file. We're going to be doing plan of care for all clients and attaching it to Mastery.
Okay. No more landlines then from now on.
No more landlines, no. No, from their case?
I mean, I know that for his case in particular, it
must be the app. I don't mind using a landline for the case. I want duty. But I need a landline, only that landline number. You could reattach the number or the app with duties only. Make sure there's a plan of care attached to the master week. Okay?
I got you.
And, yeah, if he's refusing services pending onboarding someone, that's fine. I have no way. If they're saying the caregivers are never there, well, they're there using his landline that he provided us in March. Yeah, and we had a report in March that the daughter was trying to kick out the caregiver and take the hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Read the notes from March.
Pulling up. 2025, right?
Yeah, I'm just curious why the caregiver never did the app.
You were worried that when there, chairs on the floor, he was just worried. Client does not want me to discuss any information with the family. He does not like get along with them. And his daughter is calling around to get his information.
Let's see if his daughter is even able to be onboarded.
Yeah, that's something interesting, actually.
The daughter is not even listed here.
I mean, it's not the daughter. The one that I had to work with is the sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Her name is Joyce. But, you know, it's a family thing, I guess, that's going on.
Who talked to you about it?
I had four of them. Edward, I had the sister-in-law, Joyce, and I have two grandsons.
What about Edward talk to you?
Yeah, he talked to me.
You should schedule a home visit with Erin before we start with any new caregivers. You could start the onboarding process, but Erin needs to go visit and hear it from the caregiver, from the client himself.
Okay, I tag him on the note anyways for him
to
be advised.
Yeah, we should get a home visit. It's not an APS report yet, but it's approaching it.
Okay. I'm going to tag him, and I'll tag you as well, so I'll support it.
Yeah, no problem, because we already have a prior report that the daughter's trying to get the aide fired and take over the hours. So...
Okay, I see, and they say that he cannot walk, but he actually walks, and... Okay. I'll tag Erin then for a home visit, okay?
Yep.
All right, Jonah. I'll see you then.
Very good.
All right.